Question about allegations of sexual misconduct at that institution. The male teacher, who was reportedly removed from the school in February, was taken in by police yesterday for questioning. Meanwhile, a female teacher is currently under investigation for alleged sexual misconduct with a male student at the school. Police have promised members of the media an update on that investigation involving the female teacher, but so far no information has been released. These allegations are being investigated as police await the extradition of Andre Rabal from the U.S., the first teacher accused of sexually molesting students at that school. Rabal, a native of Trinidad and subject of an All Points Bulletin, was arrested in New York earlier this month on a traffic violation. No word yet as to when he will be brought back to the Bahamas to face charges. A former principal of the 8 Mile Rock High School is breaking her silence about the series of allegations regarding sexual misconduct. Joan Davis Rule has the story.
It is an issue that she has not publicly spoken about until now. In an exclusive interview with ZNS News, former veteran educator Sandra Edgecombe, who spent nearly three decades of her teaching career at the 8 Mile Rock High School, commented on the recent turn of events. ZNS News caught up with Edgecombe, who serves as the superintendent for primary schools, and she spoke candidly about the allegations of sexual abuse levied against some educators at that institution.
No complaints were made to me that would have caused me to go through closets or anything else. We had the normal day-to-day things. This teacher's put me out of class. This teacher said I'm not to come back to class. Those kinds of things that happen in any ordinary class. But where there were things that we've seen come to the surface, again, never in my imaginings would I have imagined that. It saddened me that students didn't come to me because I thought I had that wonderful open door policy where everybody felt comfortable. But they found somebody to say it to, and it's never too late.
Shocked and dismayed are just two words Edgecombe used to describe the allegations against former 8 Mile Rock art teacher Andre Rabal. Rabal was apprehended 2 weeks ago in New York after months of being on the run. It was on Edgecombe's watch that Babao began his teaching career at that institution.
He came in my watch. I believe he came in from Abaco, having taught there for several years. Truly, truly committed, recommended by a senior officer. Became a senior teacher. That's how impressive he was as a teacher.
The welfare of the alleged victim, she said, should be a priority.
We owe a lot to those students. And so if we allow them just to remain and nothing much more happens in their lives, then I believe the guilt that we will carry for the rest of our lives will be far greater.
Joan Davis Roll, ZNS News.
Now, the Parliamentary Select Committee was appointed last month to look into allegations of sexual abuse at the 8 Mile Rock High School. During a press conference today, Family for Justice leader Reverend Glenroy Bethel and C. Allen Johnson of the Bahamas Action Network offered their support. However, they are calling for greater involvement from the Christian community and other civic organizations.
We believe that the committee, along with the Christian Council, would be a step in the right direction for the protection and the safety of our children.
We are looking for a more transparent accountability to be expressed, involvement of the various civic and religious organizations in the process of this examination, as well as in the reports that is going to be given to Parliament. And we're simply asking the government to do more than lip service in regards to this committee. And our greatest concern is that this committee will just result in just another examination, not more paralysis, true analysis.
Now, PTA President Troy Garvey has some concerns of his own. Garvey claims that he hasn't been able to make contact with any member of that committee. Additionally, Garvey and Daniel Murray of the Inatia Strength Movement are calling for the Christian community leaders, and the public at large to show greater concern for the welfare of the children and help prevent such incidents in the future.
Call on the Christian Council again to please stop allowing herself to come here, or stop allowing me to come and lambaste the Christian community and get involved with the everyday happenings of our country. This is the time when we need the Christians more than ever. God is hating. God is crying out now. And if you look around and see what's happening, it's only because God is angry.
We cannot allow people to suffer because we are ignorant and close our eyes to issues that we do not want to deal with. When problems are not solved, they multiply. Okay? And this is a prime example of a little cut that was just manifested into an infection that is touching the whole of the Bahamas.
Now the news, another delay for discussion.